Hey, welcome everyone. I am Pastor Timothy Tomlinson. I'm excited to guide you through the course of heaven here today. This, by the way, is a weekly class that we have. And if you miss out, another one in the future, you could always see the next week because it's going to be continuing. We're talking about Old Testament judicial law, bringing it into the New Testament covenant, and approaching the throne room of grace in regards in these issues. Last week, we were talking about some other things, that were pretty wild in regards to our own trespasses that we brought against the Lord. Maybe it was some guilt that we did. Maybe it was something that we know that we didn't complete a promise before Jesus. I had a client not that long ago shared that she made a vow to the Lord that after this certain thing got through, that she would seek the Lord and start doing ministry work. She didn't do it. So years later, the Holy Spirit tugged on her heart in the courtroom and shared with her, hey, there's a particular trespass against the Lord, a promise, a vow that you made. And so the enemy used this as legal right against her because she wasn't following through. And, by the way, once we start maturing in Christ, we're going to need to follow through with our word, including with the Lord. And so I'll encourage you, if you haven't followed through, start making commitments to the Lord and as well ask for forgiveness. I'm excited to guide you through the courts of heaven here today. This is going to be a powerful way for God's love and goodness to come through. Now, I've studied the courts of heaven extensively, and I've seen how they have not just transformed my life, but the lives of thousands of others. My prayer to you is that you'll encounter God's justice and mercy in a fresh new way. So let's start this adventure together, and let's see what God wants to do. Now, in just a moment, we are going to be taking some volunteers for questions, Q&As, as well as walkthroughs. But before we do, I felt led by the Lord to focus specifically on applying the concept of theft, robbery, and spiritual strongholds and bringing these before the courts of heaven. Now, in the Old Testament, God's law and punishments often seemed harsh to us, especially for now, but they reflected the darkness of that particular age. Rules and rituals distant people from God's presence and mercy. Praise God, Jesus changed everything. His sacrifice makes God ultimately accessible for us to approach. Now we can boldly approach his throne of grace. The courts of heaven beautifully integrates Old Testament judicial law with New Testament hope, forgiveness, and restoration. I can't wait for you to witness these realities personally. So let's dive in. Now, theft in the Old Testament. Now, have you ever felt robbed physically, financially, or even spiritually? Like the enemy crept in to steal your possessions, like money, health, joy, or peace. In the Old Testament, theft and robbery demanded stiff earthly penalties, repayments of fines, even death. Exodus 22 details strict laws for restitution, distinguishing between theft that we knew that we did or accidental, because sometimes we'll do something not knowing that we did something wrong, like camp out on someone's property, and like, oops, they come out, hey, you need to leave, this is my property. Well, I didn't know that, I didn't see no sign. So, such things, they're going to uphold justice. And such a harsh punishment offered limited mercy. Of course, this is the Old Testament, guys. But natural theft, I want to share with you like an example here. What happened? Like in Exodus 22, 1 through 2, outlines proportionally restitution for theft in the Old Testament law. If livestock was stolen, the victim could bring a case before the local judges. This happened all the time. It's just like what happens here. I was asking the Lord, well, what's it like in the Old Testament, as you were bringing up these Mosaic law judicial things before you? And he said, it's like it is today. It's no different. They're bringing all sorts of problems like they were back then as they do today. Obviously, we here in the United States, we got a lot more stuff that's going on behind the scenes. But back then, definitely you could bring up these issues. Based on the evidence, the thief would be ordered to repay substantially more than was taken. For that penalty, it was like a deterrent For instance, if 4 oxen were stolen, the court could demand a repayment of 20 oxen. So it's going to be 5 times the amount that was stolen. Well, this is a stiff sentence, what seems right now, ensured justice in the ancient Israel. Thankfully, today we have access to God's mercy through Christ. Even spiritually and supernaturally, few remedies existed for occult curses or demonic thievery. People relied on sorcerers and rituals to regain what was lost, usually making things worse. So here's an example of this happening in the Old Testament, supernatural theft. In the book of Job, Satan asked God to remove his hedge of protection around Job, allowing supernatural theft and attack. Satan afflicts Job with disease, kills his children, destroys his property, all forms of supernatural theft and destruction. Yet despite this injustice, Job perseveres in faith. This account displays the supernatural thievery Satan desires. He's wanting to go to all lengths to attack you, but he's limited by God's sovereign power. When given space to operate, the devil aims to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and at times make us feel like we're going crazy in the process. Praise God, Jesus initiated a new covenant of grace. His sacrifice enables us to boldly approach God's throne for justice and mercy regarding any theft or natural, whether it be spiritual as well. In the courts of heaven, we can appeal directly to our compassionate Heavenly Father concerning all of these things that have been taken from us. We present our case in Jesus' name, seeking restitution and redemption through Christ's redemption right on the cross. So if you've been robbed financially, the courts offer hope and recovery and restoration. If you've been plagued by occultic curses, generational sin, or demonic thievery, God wants to break unholy ties and restore your spiritual inheritance in Him. Come boldly to God's court. Repent of any foothold of granting the enemy access. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal roots and lies. God's gavel will resound as you appeal for freedom. Partner with Him to regain all the devil has stolen away. Complete redemption awaits for us as we approach the courts of heaven. Now, this is as well robbery in the Old Testament. Not only individual theft was also robbery by groups was a capital offense. In Leviticus 6:1-7, it states, if anyone sins and commits a breach of faith against the Lord by deceiving his neighbor in a matter of deposit or security, or through robbery, or if he has oppressed his neighbor or has found something lost and lied about it, swearing falsely, in any of all things that people do and sin thereby, if he has sinned and has realized his guilt, and will restore what he took by robbery or what he got by the oppression or deposit that was committed to him, or the lost thing that he found, or, boy, it just keeps going on, guys, there's a lie here, or anything about which he has sworn falsely, he shall restore it fully and add a fifth to it, giving it to him to whom it belongs on the day he realizes its guilt. This shows another facet of the Old Testament. Boy, and it goes into detail there. You'll see as you look in the Old Testament judicial law, there's examples of things that they brought, and praise God, rather than going before those judges, instead of going before the courtroom, before having to deal with, you know, the high priest, we get to go to Jesus Christ, our high priest. And this shows as well another facet of the Old Testament justice. When people realize they're wrong, they can make amends and find mercy. The repayment included an extra 20% penalty as motivation to confess quickly. God welcomes a sincere repentance as part of this. However, willful refusal to admit guilt often results in severe consequences. So a lot of times we know that we do things wrong and we do nothing about it. You know, we may not even ask God to forgive us for these things, you know. In Zechariah 5:3-4 shares, then he said to me, this curse that goes over the face of the whole land. For everyone who steals shall be cleaned out according to what one sigh. And whoever swears falsely shall be cleaned out according to what is on the other side. I will send it out, declares the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter the house of the thief and the house of him who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in his house and will consume it, both timber and stones. This vividly describes how serious God took theft and deception. The reckoning extended even to the person's home, the timber and the stones of the offender's house. So it wasn't just that the person was being punished, it was even on the house that was there. But praise God, Christ opens the way for us in the courts of heaven. Through Jesus, we have access to a powerful new resource, the courts of heaven, like in Luke 18, where God brings justice and mercy for us to come together to get freedom. And in the Old Testament, God's people could only approach his throne fearfully and infrequently. Rules and rituals separated them from his presence. Through the law, even though the law brought consequences for wrongdoing, it offered no second chances. But we get second chances with Jesus, third and fourth and fifth. Praise God. Jesus changed everything. His atoning sacrifice tore the veil, opening the way for us to boldly approach his throne of grace. Now, we can appeal directly to our compassionate Heavenly Father, presenting our cases before him. The New Testament urges us to keep praying persistently, never losing heart, like in Luke 18 with the widow woman. She just was a persistent woman that wore down the unjust judge. For in Christ, we have the confidence to ask, seek, and knock, knowing God hears and responds. His mercy triumphs over judgment. The courts of heaven integrate Old Testament judicial law with New Testament grace. Through the blood of Jesus, we gain unhindered access to God's throne room. His righteousness is not our feeble efforts at all. It allows us to go before the Almighty. So come with hope and boldness. State your case humbly, yet expectantly, in the courts of heaven, with justice and mercy's kiss. Breakthrough awaits you and calls upon you when you reach out to our Heavenly Father and present your case. Now, I want to share with you guys, a lot of times when we're thinking about these issues in regards to what the enemy's brought against us, a lot of it's supernatural for this theft. And we need to turn to Jesus, especially when we recognize it's supernatural. We can do supernatural things too as well. You know, if you didn't find success in the natural courts, you can bring this before the courtroom as well and present your case. Of course, you're just not going to go there not ready. You're going to come writing down all the instances that the enemy's done things against you, as well as the supernatural things as part of this. So whatever Jesus tugs on your heart, he's going to tell you, go approach this in the courtroom. You know, in the ancient world, many believed that gods, demons, sorcerers, and curses could steal from them supernaturally. It was thought that one's fortune, sanity, and health could be taken through spells, hexes, and rituals. Through the Mosaic Law, we did not directly, it didn't address like these supernatural theft. Scripture shows God's utter opposition against these dark practices, however. Occult forces completely displeases God greatly. In Exodus, God judges Pharaoh, sorcerers who try to mimic Moses' miracles. Leviticus bans witchcraft, divination, and consulting with spirits. Deuteronomy declares witchcraft, sorcery, spell casting, and consulting with the dead to be detestable. Their satanic practices as part of this. In 1 Samuel, it recounts King Saul visiting a medium, desperately seeking guidance. This grieves the Lord of hosts. It grieved him, causing Saul's life as part of it. 2 Kings tells us how a righteous king, Josiah, tore down altars to pagan gods and smashed idols, removing these gateways of demonic oppression from the land. In the New Testament, Simon the sorcerer tries to purchase the Holy Spirit's power from Peter. Paul encounters a slave girl possessed by a spirit of divination. He casts out that spirit in Jesus' name, refusing it to allow demonic interference. The Bible clearly reveals Satan and his forces as thieves, stealing, killing, and destroying through deception. Occult bondage grants the enemy inroads to wreak havoc. But praise God, through Christ, we have authority over all the power of the enemy. If you feel like something has been stolen from you spiritually, come boldly before God's throne. Repent of any occult involvement. Renounce it fully. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any legal rights through Jesus' name. Take back what the enemy stole from you. Stand firm in faith, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You have overcome in Jesus' name. I also wanted to share with you that supernatural theft, taking our case before the courts. This is where you guys want to go here. This is the mentorship part of here. Now, the only reason why you're going to be bringing this up before the Lord is because Jesus tugged on your heart and you feel like the enemy stole from you. You feel like he did a thievery. And he's taken away your joy. Maybe he's blocked you from relationships, from moving forward. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's your ministry. Maybe it's just demonic oppression, seeing, hearing, feeling the enemy. Praise God, we can present everything before Jesus in the courtroom here. So if you feel the enemy has gained legal access to these areas, you're going to want to get some freedom because his purpose, again, is to steal from you, to destroy from you, and bring to spiritual bondage. That's why we got to bring our case boldly before the courts of heaven. Now, start by repenting thoroughly, and then think about it, of any personal cult involvement or associations, even those in past generations in your family line. Renounce satanic strongholds in Jesus' mighty name. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the root of the enemy using to get this access from you. Next, you're going to present your petition for justice. Your Honor, I come before you today regarding unlawful supernatural theft and destruction in my life. Though it be generational cult ties and my own past foothold, the enemy has gained legal rights to steal from my health, finances, relationships, and more. I renounce of all of these completely. I repent and ask for your forgiveness. I acknowledge that all your authority, it all belongs to you alone, Jesus. As well as when you're done bringing this before the Lord, you want to provide records to build your case. Again, you wouldn't go into a courtroom unprepared. You would have, tons of paperwork in front of you. It was so funny. Not that long ago, I was just watching someone who just finished getting their passing the bar. And that all the groundwork that they had to do, they would stay super late. They'd do all the research. When they just couldn't go home after the 8 hours that they were invested for years. And then they would present all that information to the attorney who is going to be presenting the case. So he wasn't doing all of the work. He did do some work. He did research, but not as much as the ones who were doing the groundwork. So in the beginning, what we have to do is provide records. The enemy attacks you now. Well, write it down. Well, I'm in the store. I can't get freedom. I'm in Walmart. Help me, Jesus. I'm in my car. I got somebody next to me. I can't stop and pull over. Demons are attacking me. I'm being tormented by my past. Nope. Write it down. All right. This happened at this date. And include when, how you believe the enemy brought this oppression against you. For example, as a child, I was exposed to occult practices in my home, which opened the doorway. Or as well, you may say, I participated in sorcery as a teenager, which granted further access. My ancestors practiced divination or ritually, which empowered these strongholds. So these are all open doorways. If the Lord reveals to you that these are coming from your past, a lot of you have a lot of Freemasonry in there. And so the enemies use this as an open doorway. Loudly declare to Jesus, I call upon your name and authority to heal me and to divide my soul and spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing freedom before the courts of heaven. I choose to forgive those who have wronged me And Jesus will bring them to your attention as well. If you need help, help me, Jesus, to forgive them. And then as well, we need to ask Jesus to forgive us. Jesus, will you please forgive me for opening this doorway to allow the enemy to bring access in here? And then as well, ask Jesus to testify on your behalf. Jesus, I ask you to testify on my behalf before the Heavenly Father, representing me in my case and securing my verdict for breakthrough and favor. And then, Jesus, please confirm that these issues have been fully resolved and healing them through your redemption power. And so you're going to wait patiently on the Lord, and he's going to bring confirmations, letting you know that you've been healed. This is part of the process. So when you approach, you ask Jesus to heal brokenhearted issues as he reveals them to you, or you know what they are immediately. And then you need to speak directly to this and make sure that that the issue's been healed. You'll get confirmation from Jesus from one of three ways. You may hear Jesus, and he may bring a confirmation. It's been healed, or bring encouragement. He'll take away the pain too. You may see Jesus in a vision or encounter, and he'll do whatever to bring freedom, and he'll take away the pain. Lastly, he'll just bring peace to that area, letting you know it's been healed, or as well, take away the pain. And so he'll reveal these areas to you. He did it for Daniel, opened it up so he could see. As part of that, so he had visions. Lastly, trust that Jesus' word has already been sent for you, that's been restored by the Lord. If you didn't hear the Lord, and he'll take you back to that place, make sure that there was peace. Jesus, please show me other open doorways. When you get healed related to this case that needs to be addressed? And if there were more, then Jesus will reveal it. Repent and ask for forgiveness and repeat the process. And then as well, you're going to ask Jesus, please continue to testify on my behalf before the Heavenly Father regarding all of the related matters until everything has been resolved. Now, a lot of times people are looking for verdicts instantly in the courtroom, and sometimes it happens. But like the widow woman, she approached and she didn't get her answer immediately. She persevered shamelessly, persistently, and wore down the unjust judge. So if we don't get our answer, Jesus didn't come through for me. Well, that thing didn't work for me. And then Jesus will say, you know what? I think you need to approach the throne room of grace again and again and again. And the only way that we're going to see our victory is persistence in it. When Jesus will confirm as well that these issues have been healed, restored, you can ask him if you're guilty or not guilty. And if he shares that you're not guilty, thank the Lord and move on. Again, if you hear guilty, there's more issues he needs to heal. So then bring them directly before the Lord and ask him what needs to get healed here. State your desire for freedom and restoration through Christ. Ask him, hey, I ask the court to cancel my satanic decree against me. Revoke all legal rights of the enemy based on Jesus' shed blood on the cross on my behalf. I petition for restoration for everything that the devil has stolen from me. Empower me to walk in victory, Jesus, and your authority, and walk out your kingdom. And I thank you for justice and grace that you put over me, especially when you get your verdict in your favor. And God's gavel will respond, and he'll allow you to let you know that you've been set free, that no weapon formed against you can prevail, and that you're going to be abiding in Christ. And even though the enemy came to destroy, the Lord is going to be bringing you, restoration in Jesus Christ. So I want to go over just quickly here. When you go before the Lord, you're going to want to pray. You want to remember that he's going to be bringing the victory to you. And ultimately, he is going to be bringing freedom over these brokenhearted issues. We're going to be taking volunteers in just a moment here. Let me stop presenting my screen here. Just see me, guys. And these are all just for questions or as well, walking you through the process of going before the court of heaven. Some of you read books, maybe gone to other webinars, maybe you've actually had sessions with famous authors. A lot of people, when they try to do it on their own or have someone else just do it for them, they feel stuck. And so that's why we're here, to help you in the process. And our training is going to be key inside of this. Share my screen briefly here. If you feel led by the Lord, you can check out our training on the masterclass on the Courts of Heaven. We do charge for this training. It's $15.95. go to our ministry to provide additional funds to taking care of everything that goes behind the scenes. But there's about 3 hours of training, testimonials of Heather walking through the process. It's all behind the scenes. You'll be able to log in and stop at your pace. So I'll share with you that this is going to be really imperative to help you through the process. I don't teach you everything about the courts of heaven. I do teach you how to present your case, though, and how to make it real simple and easy for you to get your victory, because your relationship with Jesus, it's a back and forth between you and him. He wants to heal brokenhearted issues. And so as you start approaching Jesus and sharing your heart's desires and your problems, everything, he'll listen to you and then as well bring instruction and want to heal those issues. And you just keep approaching him over and over again. This is more of a discipleship and learning how to approach Jesus in a prayer strategy of coming to him as a judge. This is going to be a free training that we have here next. And this one here is going to be our free spiritual worker training through self-inner healing. And this is going to be approaching Jesus as a friend and father. If you're going through something right now, whatever it is, just go ahead and walk through the process. We made it so it's just directly on the website as part of that. So you can just watch all the videos right here. They're about 5 to 10 minutes long. And then we got steps to getting healing. All right. After you're done watching the video, you'll see there's steps there. Let me share another screen. And this is our normal steps. This is a new one. We just finished this one off. I think it was last month. We've been working on it for a while. So praise God, the new training's up and running, as well as the new worksheet. It's a little bit shorter and quicker. Well, whatever's going on in your life, bring it directly before the Lord and get some freedom. 3 steps that are right there. They're real basic. There's more steps that are here. But I'll encourage you to check these out. And then all you're doing here is just knocking, seeking, asking, and believing. That's all you're doing. You're just asking Jesus to come through. And instead of just, to the wall or just repeating the same prayer or just standing in faith in Jesus' name, then we can say, hey, Jesus, there's a problem that's going on, and I'm bringing it before you. I call on your name and authority. I divide soul and spirit according to Hebrews 4:12. Will you heal this part of me? And if forgiveness is needed, forgive the people. Jesus, it's hard to do. Will you help me forgive them? He'll help you in that process. Then as well, Jesus, will you come through? Bring a confirmation. Let me know it's been healed by you. Minister, speak to me now. And Jesus is right there. He'll come minister and speak to you. Show up in one of those 3 ways. And once that gets you restored, that's spiritual warfare. Hey, I feel freedom. And you tell the enemy where to go. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. And then thank the Lord for what he's done. Move on with your day or another spiritual warfare thing that comes up. Bring up all of these issues. And it's up to us, brothers and sisters, to wage the warfare against the enemy in the Lord's strength. It's not in ours. It's up to us to say, hey, I recognize this, instead of just stewing and staying in it. Bring it forward, because he definitely wants to heal those issues. And that training that we have will walk you through the process, and you'll actively use your faith. And you put action behind it, and you'll say, Jesus, thank you for bringing this restoration. And it's so simple that he wants to heal brokenhearted issues. Give me a second, guys. Take a drink. All right. Well, napkin. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to be taking volunteers. Just actually, it could be anything that's going on inside of your life. It could be satanic ritual abuse. Maybe you're tormented by the enemy and things are going crazy. You're just looking for restoration. You can raise your hand on the little sides here. I won't be able to see you on camera if you raise your hand, but if you can raise them up here on the side. Thank you so much, everyone, raising your hand, and then we'll walk through the process. And again, you might be a big issue that's going on. We can bring that before the Lord, but before we do, I'll walk you through inner healing, because Jesus wants to heal brokenhearted issues, and he'll take you back to an area that needs restoration as part of it. So just get prepared, because I don't know if you're asking for doing inner healing first, because it's always the base foundation of deliverance. as well as going before the courts of heaven. Once Jesus shares with you what's broken, what needs to get healed, then you have to do inner healing about it. Guys, you just can't just let it go on. All right, well, you share and apply the blood. You know, that's great. But he forgave you. That's great. But he wants to bring restoration. He'll bring confirmations moving forward as well. That's where the inner healing is going to be coming in. I'll share with you a lot of people who've read books. They'll just apply the blood to the issue. That's great. Again, but if there's brokenness inside there, legal rights, then the Lord will reveal that to you. I had a client most recently, they were sharing with me that they're already asked for forgiveness. They already went through the list of people. And they're like, well, I couldn't find anything. And I said, is there any anger? Is there any confusion? Is there any pain associated with any of those memories that you forgave people? Oh, yeah, of course. There is. Yeah. And I go, well, those are the ones the Lord wants to heal. So if there's pain associated with it, there's usually a demon attached to it. And Jesus wants to break off that stronghold. And the demon's just tormenting. So it was fear, or anger, or pain, whatever it is. We need Jesus to heal that brokenhearted issue so that he can set you free. And then the enemy's stronghold will be gone completely. Now the blood's been applied. You've been set free. And now there's healing that's been restored so that you can move forward. The enemy's not going to leave just because we ask him to, in Jesus' name, wish or want him to. He's going to go because healing, restoration, and curses are broken. So we got to bring the issues up and say, all right, whatever they are, Jesus, let's get them healed and restored. You see, we have Amy here. Amy, thank you so much for joining aboard here today. I'm going to go ahead and pin you next to me. Amy, let me unmute you as well. Give me a second. All right, Amy, unmute yourself now. Share with me, Amy, what's going on? What would you like to bring before Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Share that again with me, Amy. Sorry about that.
I've been having ongoing issues with my marriage.
Oh, with your marriage. Okay. And what would you like to bring before Jesus? Just the main issues going on with your marriage?
Restoration
for your marriage. Well, praise God here, Amy. Well, we can bring that big issue before the Lord. Before we do in the courtroom, let's have Jesus heal one of those brokenhearted issues from your past, from your husband. Is it something most recent or some big issue from your past that Jesus needs to heal? Maybe a betrayal, maybe communication issues, arguments, something he said to hurt and wound you. Can you think of one from your past?
But I think, you know, betrayal, but the different things that were said.
Can you think of just one of them? And you have to say it out loud. Can you just think of one instance that you think Jesus needs to heal? All right. Praise God. The one thing is he needs to take away. Is it just the betrayal? Is there more to it? Anger?
Definitely.
Perfect. Amy, the Lord brought this memory up because he wants to heal and restore it. We're going to do this together. It's off of that worksheet I just showed you a second ago. You'll just repeat after me because I want you to do this interactively so you remember it, Amy. Jesus brought the memory up, so let's thank him. Say, Jesus, I thank you for bringing this memory up. I call on your name and authority, Jesus. I divide soul and spirit. Say that out loud with me as well, Amy. I divide soul and spirit. Jesus, will you heal this part of me?
Will you heal my part?
Is there anyone that you need to forgive? Can you forgive him or do you need help? You can. Okay. Say, Jesus, I choose to forgive him. Jesus, will you please come? Will you please bring a confirmation of moving forward? Please minister. Please speak to me now. Here he comes right now to bring freedom to this area, Amy. Jesus, thank you for coming through and bringing victory to Amy. Thank you for breaking up all of those strongholds, as well as bringing her confirmations of moving forward with you. Thank you, Jesus, for healing her, letting her know that she can move on. He's right here, Amy. What's he doing here for you?
I feel a lot lighter.
Amen. Go back to the memory as well. Jesus took away that pain. Amen. That's the purpose of inner healing here, Amy. Whenever something comes up that doesn't make us feel good and we think about it, now we can bring them directly before Jesus. Tell it on the enemy. This bothered me, Jesus, what the enemy did or what he did or what they did, and then bring it directly before him and just say, hey, will you heal it? It's hard for me to forgive them. Will you help me to forgive them? Or I choose to. You know, come through and bring in those confirmations and moving forward. Let's tell the enemy where to go. Say, I command you, demonic spirits. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Amy, we're going to bring in this issue up before the courtroom just next. And we're going to bring up that you want your marriage to be restored as part of that. I'm going to have you go to a place where you felt the presence of Jesus the strongest. It might be when you got saved, or maybe you had an encounter with him. Can you think of one from your past? Perfect. I'll ask Jesus to fill you up and everyone else here. We're going to be opening up in prayer. Do I have your permission, Amy, to ask Jesus to have the courts of heaven convene? Perfect. Heavenly Father, we ask that the heavens be convened over everyone's life here today. Jesus, we ask you to send forth two angels to bind these demons up, and as well, handcuff them, send them to the courtroom to testify against them as part of this, Jesus. Jesus, as well, we ask that all books be open on their behalf. Thank you for all witnesses being here, including the accuser of the brethren, bringing testimony against them. Jesus, the open doorway for Amy is that she's looking to have it closed and with her husband and her marriage being resolved. Jesus, will you share with her what legal rights, what open doorways here for the enemy to have an accusation made against her? Amy, Jesus will search your heart. He'll reveal to you where this open doorway is. You may hear it's generational. It's witchcraft, it's curses, or as well, something that you've done or something that someone else has done to you, possibly him. He'll tug on your heart, share with me whatever he shares with you.
Witchcraft generation.
Witchcraft, all right. And then as well saying, Jesus, what do you need to heal from this witchcraft? So what he shares might be some emotions.
Words.
Just words? Okay, just these single words. Okay. Let's have them just heal those areas and bring freedom here. So all we're doing here, Amy, is just approaching the throne room of grace. Now, Jesus will share with you. This is like you ask him, hey, what's the open doorway? So he shared with you. It's having to do with witchcraft and wounds from open doorways with words, that he needs to heal those doors with people hurt you. So let's have Jesus do that. Let's do it together. It's similar to what we did just a moment differently. Say, Jesus, thank you for bringing this up. I call on your name and authority. I divide soul and spirit. Jesus, I choose to forgive. Is there anyone that you need to forgive about this, Amy? Can you think of anyone? Okay, it's just witchcraft from the past. That's all right. And then as well, we're going to keep going here. Say, Jesus, will you please forgive me for whatever opened this doorway? Jesus, will you testify on my behalf? Will you bring me a verdict in my favor? Will you please, minister, speak to me now? Here he comes again, Amy, bringing a verdict in your favor. He's also presenting the case before the Heavenly Father. You might hear him doing some stuff there in the courtroom, but also give you confirmations of moving forward. Thank you, Jesus, for coming through and bringing freedom. Thank you for testifying on her behalf. I'm in agreement with her. She's asked for forgiveness, Jesus, as well. Thank you for casting it as far as the east is to the west. Jesus, we bring confirmations now, letting her know she can move forward from this issue. Waiting on the Lord here, Amy. Share with me what he's doing here for you.
Everything is there.
Amen. Go back to this area, see if he brought peace to it as well, Amy. Did he bring peace or did you encounter his presence?
I definitely feel
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's tell the enemy where to go, Amy. Say, I command you, demonic spirits. In Jesus' name. Say, Jesus. Are there any other accusations for this open doorway with my marriage? See what he shares with you. Nothing else is there. Ask Jesus a question. Say, Jesus, am I guilty or not guilty for this issue?
Am I guilty or not guilty for this issue?
Wow, you got a verdict in your favor here, and you've been looking for freedom for a while here, Amy. Praise God, he came through. How many years has it been?
It's been a couple.
Oh. Yeah. Well, praise God. We can approach his throne room of grace and get freedom. But I'll encourage you, Amy, that there's more work to be done. You know, the woundedness that he may have caused you or you caused him. You know, it's up to us to sit down on our couch and go, all right, Jesus, you know, there's a whole bunch of things, you know, things I haven't really brought up. I've tried to handle them on my own. I ate it away. I drank it away. I try to forget about it. Keep myself busy. Looks like you're wanting me to bring them up. And just write them down, Amy. You say, all right, I'll get a piece of paper. I'll get old school. I'll start writing everything that Jesus needs to heal and then be proactive about it. Hey, Jesus, I bring up this issue and he said this to me. This other time where, you know, something else happened and then the Lord will help you in this process of restoration rather than waiting for something to happen for you to get triggered or you're at home and the enemy just wants to torment you. We have a way out of this, Amy. You say, all right, I don't want to deal with this no more. Kind of like seeing that therapist three times a week, you know? So if you choose to say, hey, Jesus, three times a week, I'm going to bring up brokenhearted issues from my past early in the morning. I'm going to spend an hour, a half hour, 15 minutes. Watch the Lord do some work as well as with your relationship with him. Okay, Amy? Praise God. Was that really hard to do in the grand scheme of things, Amy? Nope, it's pretty easy, huh? It's just a matter of just doing the work, bringing up the issues, and you got a verdict in your favor. What a blessing. Amen. Amy, thank you so much for volunteering. I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I know God is actually here with me. What? No.
But. Oh, sure. But I have some other people to get a hold of here, Amy. I try to be fair with everyone. So I'll go ahead and work with somebody else here. I'm so sorry. But yeah, you reach out to us, okay? Do a consult or a session, whatever you feel led by the Lord, all right? Thank you, Amy. Have a blessed day. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. We give the Lord the glory for healing Amy, bringing some confirmations. And I want to let you guys know that there's work to be done. Even though Amy got a verdict in her favor, Jesus still wants to heal more brokenhearted issues. So there's a lifetime here. So if you can imagine, you know, I'm 51, guys. And so praise God, it was like 15 years ago, the Lord brought me through this. But I had all of those years prior to that where I never brought anything up. I didn't bring up the betrayal of my friend. I didn't bring up the heartbreak from a lover. I didn't know how to heal those things. You know, my parents tried their best to teach me, you know, and they only knew what they knew. Even though my parents were saved, you know, my mom's an anointed woman of God, but they didn't understand all of the inner healing and bringing up these issues, coming to Jesus as a friend and a father. heck was in time Bible college. I was funny. I was just chatting with my brother about that the other day. I'm like, hey, bro, you know, when you went to college, Bible college, did they teach about these things? And he said, well, they taught about some of these prayer strategies, but not the way that you're sharing, bro. You know, to make them a strategy, more of approaching him in different ways. So it's important for us to approach Jesus, not only in the courtroom, but as a friend, and not shamelessly, persistently, until a door is open. I hear all the time from people, and they say, well, this didn't work. Well, that pastor didn't take care of it for me. You know, they didn't heal me. Well, the pastor has zero power. I have the anointing, but it's through Jesus Christ when the restoration comes through. It's your trust and faith in the Lord. It's only our faith that gets us healed. You know, a miracle from the Lord as well. But we're returning to him to heal these issues. And when we don't get our victory, it's normal. What do you mean it's normal? Jesus shared that when the parable of the friend, when he knocked on the door, he was refused at first, meaning he didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get his bread, his wine, his goodies, his butter, you know, for his friend that came unexpectedly. Now, Jesus shared that he was refused, told to go away. But the guy was persistent. He was so persistent that not because of friendship's sake, the friend opened the doorway. Jesus shares because of the shameless persistence is why he opened the doorway and gave him whatever he wanted to get him out of there. Hey, leave me alone. And so that's how we get to approach the Lord. One of the ways. There's other ways going to come to him as a father. And he would say, hey, Jesus, I come to you as our father. And during that time, you might say, oh, it's just the old prayer, you know, the Lord's prayer. There's more power to it. But he provides for us daily, financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. He comes through for us and makes sure that we are taken care of in every way, as well as he helps us to forgive others. There's no way that we're going to be able to forgive these people. It's only through the Father's help. Jesus even shares that it's through the Father that we get to turn to, hey, Father, help me to forgive these people for their trespasses. And he helps us to get that freedom. And that includes as well as their financial trespass, borrowing money or just stealing from it, whatever it is. Then as well, at the end, he shares with us that we can use the Father's help to overcome temptation. So there's so much impact inside just the Lord's Prayer, not even talking about coming to him as a friend or as a judge. So Jesus will share with you which is the best strategy to get your freedom. And he may not say any of those. I want you to read your Bible instead. Why don't you worship, honor the Lord this way, meditate on him, talk about him. So the Lord will share with you the next steps as part of that. I see that we have Penny here. Thank you so much, Penny, for being here. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Not unmute, but Penny next to me, Penny. Good to see you here. Again, you can unmute yourself as well whenever you get a chance. Thanks, Penny. How can we bring some for the Lord? You got some questions for me?
You know, I just am ready to once and for all be free of the demonic oppression that I've been experiencing.
You're looking for that freedom. So does not everybody knows your story here, Penny, but are you tormented physically? Is it spiritually? What's going on?
Physical stuff.
Physical, yeah. It's from the enemy. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Penny. Well, let's bring that before the Lord. We won't do it as friend here first, because I know you know how to do it, Penny. We walked through this before in the past. So it should be just a refresher for you, bringing up the issue before the Lord. So we're going to be going in for demonic oppression over physical torment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Heavenly Father, we bring up a case to you now for Penny. She's being tormented physically from the enemy, and she's looking for restitution. She's looking for freedom completely, Lord. And thank you for bringing this to her. Will you talk on her heart, Jesus? Will you share with her where the open doorway is? Let her know what accusations stand for this major open doorway, whether it's generational, witchcraft, curses, or something that she's done or someone's done something to her. Will you let her know, Jesus? We'll wait on the Lord, Penny. We've asked him to come. He'll share with you whatever these open doorways are, whatever he shares to share with me.
My dad was involved in the Masons when I was a kid. I thought of a lot of things. I also did the Ouija board. I mean, there had been a lot of things.
Or dad being in the Freemasonry, whatever he's bringing up here, Penny, they're just all open doorways. So you just kind of like this spill out, you know, everything, like blah, everything that comes out is what the Lord wants to heal. Is there anything else that he shared?
So the Ouija board, I did some, you know, when I lived in New York City years ago, I would go to this place and get like candles dressed, you know, for, I guess that was like spells, I suppose. Nothing was ever meant in any bad way. I always thought it was for good, but obviously, you know.
The enemy's really great to bring deception in here, Penny. A lot of times, like with we saw with King Saul, he was just looking for answers. He didn't have a clue on what he was trying to do. Instead of turning to the Lord, he turned to sorcery as part of it. And a lot of people do, because not always do we get our answer, like Jesus shared, or as well as we don't know we can always turn to him, or we're just blind, don't know that that was an option at that time. So let's bring this directly before Jesus and let him get some things healed and restored. He brought up some issues here. So let's say, Jesus, thank you for bringing up the issues.
Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing up these issues.
I call on your name and authority.
I call on your name and authority.
Jesus, I choose to forgive.
Lord Jesus, I choose to forgive.
Is there anyone here the Lord brought to your attention that you need to forgive? Yourself, God, those people from your past, generational?
My mom, my dad, my sister-in-law.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing this to her. Can you forgive them or do you need help?
I can for sure forgive my mom and my dad, and I've been having trouble forgiving my sister-in-law.
Yeah. So, Jesus, will you help me to forgive my sister-in-law?
Well, Jesus, will you help me to forgive my sister-in-law, please?
I choose to forgive her by faith.
I choose to forgive her by faith.
Jesus, will you please forgive me?
Lord Jesus, will you please forgive me?
For whatever opened this doorway.
For whatever opened this doorway.
Jesus, please testify on my behalf.
And Lord Jesus, please testify on my behalf.
Please bring me a verdict in my favor.
Please bring me a verdict in my favor.
Please minister, speak to me now.
Please minister and speak to me now.
Here he comes again. Jesus, thank you for coming and bringing freedom to her. Bring confirmations of moving forward, and thank you for healing this issue, taking away that pain as well from the family member. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing confirmations of moving forward. We're waiting on the Lord here, Penny. Just breaking through. Share with me whatever he's doing for you.
He was like lifting my chin up and then like going like this. With his hands.
All right. And he's also going to bring peace to this area as well to let you know that he's healing it. Jesus, we take the sword of the spirit. We pierce and cut off the enemy's stronghold over Penny's spiritual ears. Demons detach, leave her alone now. Jesus, will you open up the heavens for Penny? Send forth archangels, just like you did for Daniel. Pin these demons down. Thank you for wrapping a threefold cord around their feet and blow them away in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to Penny. Give her confirmations and moving forward. Heal this area. What's he doing for you, Penny?
Putting his hand on my shoulder.
Thank you, Jesus.
Telling me that I've been, you know, consistent and persistent.
Thank you, Jesus, for being right here for Penny. He's also bringing peace. What? Is he taking away that pain too?
It's been a long time coming.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for speaking to her. Lord Jesus, we know that your sheep hear your voice. It's still all voice. Thank you for being there for Penny and speaking to her, giving confirmations and moving forward. Let's ask one question here together, Penny. Say, Jesus, am I guilty or not guilty?
Lord Jesus, am I guilty or not guilty?
See what he shares with you.
You're not guilty, my child.
Wow, two non-guilty verdicts in his favor. Wow, thank you, Jesus. We're speaking to Penny, bringing a non-guilty verdict. Lord, we honor and glorify all that you are doing here in the courtroom. We give you praise for it. Jesus as well, thank you for both of these people here. Will you send forth your angels to enact all of the promises, as well as to go ahead and have them file it away, and now let everything start happening now, Jesus. And let it come into enactment. In Jesus' name, amen. Penny, I'm going to encourage you, as well as Amy, to thank the Lord in your own free time, as well as I want you to take one extra step. I want you to write down what you're looking for in return. Like the widow woman who that was looking for justice, I'm sure she was looking for money. She's probably looking for her own back, you know. So you can find scriptural support, as well as ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you know, what is the enemy stolen from me, and what should I get in return? And see, watch the Lord bring in that, you know, that double return as part of that, and bring in some favor. And to help you to get that extra freedom. So just take that extra time in your free time to do that. Okay, guys? Thank you so much, Penny, for volunteering. Was it really hard to do to approach the throne room of grace?
No.
No. It's just a matter of just bringing it here. Sometimes we just need a helping hand, Penny. You know, even I have mentors. And I get stuck. I'm reaching out to them. Hey, help me, man. I need help. And when they do, it's like, it's so easy. But when you're trying to deal with it, you just like run into this brick wall. You know, it's just the way it seems to work. So praise God. We can always get extra help from others in Jesus' name. Thanks again, Penny, for volunteering today.
Thank you, Pastor Timothy.
The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And praise him for bringing more healing to Penny as part of that. Hey, guys, we got about a minute left here. I know we try to get as many people as possible, but it's a best thing. By the way, you can join it. It's a free deliverance service. We're going to be trying to some steps the overcome guide, as a matter of fact. We're going to be talking about seven shields of prayer that we're going to be able to bring before the Lord to get our victory. This is spiritual warfare, guys. So a lot of it's going to be dealing with praying and seeking the Lord. And that's where this training is going to be talking about, though, where it's ongoing training. We've been doing it this week here. It makes 4 weeks straight that we're talking about the Overcomer's Guide, as well as for the Old Testament and New Testament, you know, with Mosaic judicial law, with the courts of heaven, and bringing up our cases here. So join us later on this afternoon. It's going to be at 3 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. It's free again. It may show that it looks like there's money to be involved. If you feel led, you can donate, put zero in there if you don't want to. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to donate, that's between you and the Lord. So show up, come expecting to receive. And then as well, there's going to be a replay of this. It's usually happening on Saturday or Sunday. So watch out for that. But what we walked through here at the very end, before we started taking examples, there was a whole script that I created. For what we were just talking about during our theft and robbery from the enemy. So that's going to be available as a PDF, as well as you'll see the spiritual warfare training through inner healing. That's going to be there too. And as well, the testimonies that came through, there'll be a summary of them, how Jesus showed up for them, how he was able to give them freedom, and their confirmation of moving forward as well. So watch out for that, and then watch for next week as well. We're going to be doing the same thing again. It's just mentoring, about a 20-minute, maybe a half hour of teaching, and then the rest of it's just walking through the process and questions as well. We're going to be closing in prayer, closing out the courts of heaven as well, and then you can always watch the replay if you get impatient from last week, and it's got some great stuff inside there too. So, Father God, we thank you for another great day in the courtroom. Lord, we ask that the courts be closed out, and we thank you, God, that the kingdom of God has come upon them all. Father, as well, thank you for binding up their wounds, setting them free in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to continue to pray and stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Lord. We know that this is a process. of approaching you, that it's an ongoing sanctification process, that you're wanting to heal the body of Christ. And Lord, this is just the beginning for them, Lord, as they're able to approach issues over their own life. In the future, Lord, you're going to be using it for their ministry and for their family and their friends. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys in the next webinar. Thank you again for joining, and those who donated, I hope you guys have a very, very blessed day. See you later, guys.